जोरदार नारा लगा के उनका स्वागत करिए ताड़ियों के साथ।
Whenever India goes to the polls, the world takes notice. Some of the wonder is just about the sheer mind-boggling scale of it. The election going on right now in India from April 7th until May the 12th, for example, will involve 930,000 polling stations across India. Mukulika Banerjee, who teaches at the London School of Economics, tells me at the Jaipur Literature Festival earlier this year that in elections in India, size matters.
The size of our electorate is 720 million voters, right? This, when you think about it, is larger than the combined electorates of North America, Europe, Australia combined. So it's vast. We use 1 million electronic voting machines, 8 million polling booths, 2 million election officials. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal scale.
In short,
when a national election happens, it is the largest humanly organized event in the world.
But the real miracle about democracy in India is that India votes in droves, sometimes standing in line in over 100 degree sweltering heat. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Banerjee has actually written a book called Why India Votes. She compares it to countries like the United States or United Kingdom.
So while our voter turnouts are comparable, the trend of our voter turnout is actually on the rise, whereas in the West, there's a real concern about voter apathy. The second thing is the more local the election, the higher the voter turnout. That, again, is very unusual in other democracies. And thirdly, the number of women and men who vote in India is about equal.
Obviously, everything is not hunky-dory. Journalist Ruchir Joshi remembers the days of huge vote rigging in states like Bihar,
where people were stopped from voting, you captured their vote, you looked at the list and said, I'm going to take these 10 people and vote on their behalf, thank you very much. People were stopped from coming out of buildings to houses, villages to vote, if they're going to vote against the party.
The Election Commission now uses the paramilitary, or our equivalent of the National Guard, to hold the election in phases, moving the troops from one part of the country to another in a sort of free and fair election caravan. And it has had an impact, says Joshi.
So for the first time, the normal public in the villages, in the small towns, has a sense that I can go and vote for who I want. And there may be repercussions later. But leading up to the vote and the period till the votes are counted after the voting, there is a kind of special election time defensive bubble around the state, which gives people a lot of courage.
But still, why do they vote? Poor people in makeshift slums routinely say politicians come bearing promises before elections and then disappear, never to be seen for 5 years until elections roll around again. Banerjee says some vote in hope of a tin roof, some out of party loyalty, some are paid in cash and liquor.
Or you vote because if you are such a neglected part of society that you vote to legitimate your presence. You say, by marking that machine, by pressing that button, I'm proving that I exist, because nothing in the government policy seems to remember that people like me exist.
But there is something in the act of voting.
For a lot of ordinary people, the sense of pride and belonging that just going to the polling station brings actually has some meaning.
In India, when you vote, your finger is marked with indelible ink. That's to prevent people from voting multiple times. But Banerjee says in tight-knit communities, it has a different resonance.
If you haven't voted and you don't have ink on your finger, everybody asks you why you didn't do it. And people feel it's actually easier to go and vote than to constantly answer questions about why they didn't vote.
Or perhaps looking at all the pictures of people brandishing their inked fingers for the cameras, it's tempting to think that this is one day when smiling Indians are showing their politicians the finger and getting away with it. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.